It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
And this morning, Aaron Cherry, broker at Oregon Life Homes, in with the update. Aaron, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle. Great to be here.
Well, I imagine first on your list of information to share is this week's Fed meeting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Fed, they got together on Tuesday and Wednesday, had their meeting, and they basically said, hey, we're going to raise the federal funds rate another 0.25%, which was predicted by all the experts, and well over 90% chance that they were going to do that. And interesting enough, I just kind of want to reinforce this, that mortgage rates are correlated to the Fed funds rate, but they are not the rate that the Fed adjusts. So there's a lot of confusion around that. Some people think, oh, they're raising mortgage interest rates again, and that's not what's happening. They're raising the overnight rate, which trickles down through the financial markets to mortgage rates. But actually, after they had their meeting, the immediate result from that was mortgage rates dropped just a tiny little bit. But then we lost that relief the next day when economic reports came out that showed that we still have a pretty strong economy, and that made rates kind of go back up over 7%.
Wow. And that's a high number for recent years.
Absolutely. Yep. In the last, definitely in the last 10 years, the rate of increase that we've seen in the mortgage rates, they were so low through COVID. The Federal Reserve had dropped their rate down to 0%, which is free money. And consequently, mortgage rates were 2%, 3%, 4%, depending on your scenario. And the increase over from 6 months, in 6 months last year, they went from 3%, just average 30-year rate, all the way up to 6%. And that's the fastest increase we've pretty much ever seen.
And for people that were in the market or trying to sell right then, it was a bit to keep track of, because it really impacted the price point that you were going in on.
Oh,
if you were a buyer.
Absolutely. The sticker shock was immense. People were, you know, they were looking at a certain priced home at 3%, and when rates ended up near 6% by June of 2022, they're looking at almost $600 more per month, you know, in their mortgage payment just from interest.
And so suddenly you're not looking at that house that you would hope to get. You're looking at something, yep, you know, down, you know, $40,000, $50,000
less. Exactly. We had a whole bunch of different reactions. Many, many buyers, in fact, probably the vast majority of them just dropped out. They said, we're just going to wait. Many people just adjusted what they're looking for. And some people, like I talked about a couple weeks ago, got a little creative and they thought about, how can we offset this?
So what about the real estate market? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of incorrect assumptions people have about how it operates and just things they need to know.
Absolutely. Yep. That's one of the things I want to talk about this morning, Kyle. You know, I wanted to address this, that there are some recent incorrect assumptions that we've heard from buyers and sellers about the current market. And it's really what they are. These are incorrect assumptions fueled by either bad data or no data in some cases, okay? And this isn't always the fault of the person, because with the internet now, anyone can, you know, they can find support or data or evidence for any arbitrary belief that they may have. But just because someone on YouTube or your neighbor or even the majority says something is true, it does not mean it's true or that it's actually what's happening.
Yeah, in fact, the earth is not flat.
And even if it is true, real estate is highly determined by geography. So what's true in San Francisco or Dallas won't likely be true in Southwest Oregon, and especially in Douglas County, which is where we're focused. And so what I'm about to say to you is it's really applicable to anyone with an interest in the local market. When I sit down, Kyle, with having a discussion with someone who's thinking about either buying or selling, inevitably the question or statement comes up, what's the current market like? And it's an important question. It's a pertinent question, because that will be the ecosystem in which you experience your sale or your purchase. And if you don't have the right understanding or expectations just out of the gate, it's going to be a much more stressful and frustrating process. So, Kyle, if I told you that your house would sell within a week and for more than your list price, but the data indicates that the average time to sell your home in your neighborhood actually takes about 29 days, okay, and those houses are selling for maybe 95% of what they're being listed for, you know, what's going to happen when your home doesn't sell within the first week and eventually sells for less than your list price? It's following the data and what's actually happening, but I set the wrong expectation for you.
Right.
So we got to have that conversation. And you know, what's going to follow out of that through that experience would be just disappointment and questions and possibly frustration. And so the power of good data, okay, we're talking about incorrect assumptions, but the power of good information is that it's setting expectations on the right path. And so if there's only one thing that you take away from our discussion this morning, I want you to internalize a statement, okay, about the current market. The current market is neither hot and nor is it crashing. The current market is neither hot and nor is it crashing. It is incredibly stable. Compared to 12 months ago, the average sales price today has increased 0.09%.
Wow.
We're just totally, totally flat.
That has not happened in a while.
No. It's been appreciating, especially the last couple of years, 11, 16% annually. And we've reached this little point where we've kind of come up to a crest and we are not crashing. It's not coming way down, but it's come down enough to where we're now equal with where we were last year, this time.
And that's got to be tied in to some extent with the interest rates, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's played a factor. That's been the main driving factor, actually, the mortgage rates, for sure.
Wow. So flat. Now, that means if people are thinking about getting a home, or maybe they're thinking it's time to sell, they've got to factor that into, you know, their timing and their price points.
Absolutely. In fact, my buyer tip today was, I just wanted to tell people who are thinking about buying that don't let the high interest rates and the high prices scare you from buying. Okay. From an investment standpoint, real estate is a long-term game. So don't make your decisions in a 1 to 2 year time frame if you can avoid that. Just think about and consider your 5, 10, 20, maybe even your 30 or 50 year plan if you're my age, okay? And every buyer down through history has worried that they're paying too much for a house. 20 years ago, when the average sales price in Douglas County was 113 grand, people thought they were overpaying then. And that same house today is 350, 400,000. So you just gotta look at the big picture, and if it financially makes sense, don't be afraid to just jump in.
You know, we bought our house 31 years ago, maybe a little under 31 years ago. And I remember at the time, we'd been married for a few years. First house, biggest purchase we'd ever made. We'd already bought one almost new car. And that was too much to handle. I almost backed us out.
Yep.
I was, you know, I think my wife would have insisted I not do that. But it was like, can we possibly afford? I think it was $73,000 that we paid for the house, which is now worth around $300,000.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. And, along those lines, 30% of transactions that go into escrow today, they're coming back out. Buyers are terminating, which is a pretty high number. I think there's a lot of bad information that buyers are reading online. They're seeing the headlines. They're talking to their friend, their neighbor. They're getting information. They're antsy. They're nervous. So they tend to just terminate and back out. And it's not always what I think for, you know, good reasons. But everybody, you know, they make their own decisions. So I try and encourage people, think about it the long term. And if it makes sense, if it's a good scenario, don't be afraid to follow through with it. More people have regretted the opportunities that they missed than the opportunities that they took hold of and went with.
And they definitely get a factor in the budget, realistically.
Yeah, that's part of being realistic about it, yeah.
Because some people, you know, you think, well, you know, maybe I'll get a big raise next year and this payment won't be so tight, and that doesn't happen. Or you don't have the same job or whatever.
Yeah, so don't speculate, but, you know, try to make the decision as best you can. Do we have time for one last little tip?
Sure.
Okay, sellers. So I want to clarify, I want to encourage sellers to clarify for yourself the top priority when you're selling. Especially in terms of what concessions you're going to make. It's very common for buyers to ask for a credit towards their closing costs now. It's very, very common. So be prepared to give maybe several thousand bucks at closing to help a buyer out with the higher rates. Also, be prepared to do a few repairs. Many, many sellers are, you know, they put their hands up and they're like, we're going to sell as is, no matter what, you know, no repairs done. And what I want to encourage you is when you do that, you're going to sell for a 10 to 15% discount. But if you're willing to do some repairs, especially to enable financing, over 65% of the purchases that are done with a loan, from a buyer with a loan. And it makes a difference to have repairs done to enable financing.
All right. Aaron Cherry, broker at Oregon Life Homes. What's the phone number over there?
541-391-4945.
All right, Aaron, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
And that wraps up the morning report. KQEN News Time is 9 o'clock.